Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedIn.com/recommend today.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
Second Harvest Food Bank of Central Florida is becoming the first Feeding America Network member in the United States to launch a signature product line called A Spoonful of Hope. And this includes tomato basil soup and honey and shortbread and lunches. Well, I'll tell you what, let's let the experts talk about it. And here to tell us all about it is Nancy Brombaugh, who's the food service director. And right beside her is Greg Hickerson, the vice president of development for Second Harvest Food Bank. Thank you both for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so Second Harvest Food Bank, you know, every time I have you guys on here, my mind is blown because it keeps expanding exponentially. A couple of months ago, or last month, we talked about the 16-week culinary training program. Now, this program that you have, A Spoonful of Hope, benefits that. It's a product line of food made by the chefs from the program. So tell us all about Spoonful of Hope.
A Spoonful of Hope is another way that people can get involved and support Second Harvest Food Bank and help change lives. And it's a signature product line. It's not made from donated food or anything like that, so it's not aimed at people who need help. Instead, it's aimed toward people who want to help change a life. And there's some excellent products. They're very tasty. I'll let Nancy tell you a little bit more about the development of those.
Yeah, so 3 years ago, we knew that we wanted to launch a soup and call it Soup for Good. So this is 3 years in the making, developing our product food line. Our chefs recognized the opportunity to add other signature products to the line. So we developed the soup, which is a great tomato basil soup with a very clean label. We developed Honey for Good, which is local honey from Goldenrod Apiaries.
Now, that's important with honey. Now, from what I understand, people use honey for medicinal purposes and for allergies and things like that. But if you use the honey that's made locally, it helps you more, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we have wildflower, palmetto, and orange blossom. So great with your allergies. It's unfiltered, raw, not cooked. So it is a great addition to your diet.
That's important because honey could be just gooey sugar. But if it's made locally, it's fantastic. And this is made in Titusville, right?
Yeah. Wow. Our Kraft honey is brought to you by Jester Bee Company in Mims, and it's the mangrove honey. So that's additional honey that we carry. We also have Cookies for Good, which is a in-house shortbread cookie made by our culinary training chef lead, Izzy. And it is a very clean label product as well, made with great wholesome ingredients. And you can have logos attached to those cookies. So if you have weddings or any celebration, we can put your company logo on it, pictures on it, or just happy holidays on it.
You don't have to really twist my arm to eat a cookie. But when you look at the ingredients and you go, there's no other things other than what you'd use to make a cookie, the guilt goes away.
If you can read the label,
right.
That's a good place to start. And then we have Lunches for Good. And Lunches for Good are made in our production kitchen at Second Harvest Food Bank that produces about 1.5 million meals a year. And we deliver those to early child care centers, after school programs. So our chefs in our Meal for Good program develop Lunches for Good. And it's fresh, wholesome lunches prepared. And they're great for volunteer groups or corporate events. They're competitively priced at $8. They come with a sandwich. You can have chips or an apple and a fresh baked cookie.
So I mean, you can't hardly beat that.
Yes.
And the 16-week culinary program, this is a program that's free. People who are down on their luck, who have no idea what they want to do, can go from not having anything to their name to having a career, a well-paying career.
Absolutely, and we have great success stories in our culinary training program, and it's for economically challenged individuals that might need a second chance to launch a career, and we give them the life skills that are necessary to help them keep the job once we get them the job in the culinary field.
And it's not just you're not just, what we're saying is like, oh, well, you get to be a cook. you know, and make sandwiches. This is gourmet cooking.
Absolutely. And our kitchen is a from-scratch kitchen. So they learn everything from scratch, from salad dressings to doing a five-course meal of fine dining. So they learn the culinary technical skills, and they couple that with life skills. So I can not only teach you how to cook and be a successful cook, I can teach you how to show up to work and be a great employee for our business partners.
And not just, like, I can't keep stressing this enough, it's not just showing up to work. We're talking about a career, you know, mm-hmm. like you see on TV, the chefs that have the hats and they go sometimes all over the world, right?
So we have graduates that have their own catering company now, their own food trucks. They've opened bakeries. So, you know, the sky's the limit.
Usually it's a thing where it's a skill you didn't know that you had or didn't know what you wanted. It's like, you know, I'm really interested in how food is prepared. And then you walk into this program and then 4 months later, you are an expert.
So we just ask you to have a passion for cooking and a smile to wear to work every day. And it makes them great, great candidates for our program.
So Second Harvest Food Bank, I know everybody thinks, well, we collect up the food that people don't use and then we distribute it out. But as we found out, it's so much more than that. But during Thanksgiving now, as we come towards this holiday, you really become a vital part of it.
Absolutely. We're putting millions of pounds of food out the door every month, year round. But in the fall and the Thanksgiving time and as we get into the holiday season, the 550 partner feeding programs that we put food into throughout our 6-county area are all really trying to do more for their clients at the holidays than maybe they're able to do at other times of year. And so our demand at the food bank for additional food and actually different kinds of food really does increase during the month of November and December. And we rely on the community for additional support during those times to help make that additional food product available for people.
Talk about how you, an individual person or a family, can benefit from this. Because we know Second Harvest Food Bank does things with businesses and corporations on a large scale. Mm-hmm. But how an individual family who's struggling this year, maybe, how could we use Second Harvest Food Bank?
Yeah, so you know, people who aren't able to afford enough food for their families, and let's be honest, there's about 1 in 6 of those walking around in our community, regardless of where you live in Central Florida. It's a much bigger problem than people realize. If people are in need of food, there's a couple of things they can do. There's a 211 helpline that they can call to find out where their closest support would be, whether that's an emergency food pantry or if they're having some kind of a really serious problem, if they need to stay in a shelter for a while, 211 can help them find that. And if that doesn't work for whatever reason, they can also call us at Second Harvest Food Bank. And we've got 550 partners throughout 6 counties. And if they can give us their zip code, chances are we can line them up with an agency that can help them pretty quickly.
Now, we mentioned all the things that you do with Spoonful of Hope. And did we talk about catering?
No.
Catering for good? I mean, so many things here. I'm just looking through the list. I'm like, I don't know if we have enough time to talk about everything, but Catering for Good, let's talk about that.
Yeah, so Catering for Good was our first social enterprise that we opened to support our culinary training program. And we run a from-scratch, full-service, fine dining catering company right out of Second Harvest Food Bank. And again, no donated food is ever used in any of our programs in the community kitchen area of Second Harvest. So that's where our students apply their technical skills of learning how to cook from scratch in their third tier of the classes in our catering company. We do on-site catering and off-site catering. We've got a great deal for folks that want to have people over for Thanksgiving and have a fabulous meal, because our chefs will cook you a Thanksgiving feast for the low price of $135, and you can serve that to your family on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you know, Michael, years ago when we were talking about starting new things, innovative things like the culinary training program, we were thinking, boy, you know, that would be such a benefit for people, you know, to put them on a path and help shorten the line of people who need help with food. But then we looked at the cost of doing something like that and we went, oh my gosh, you know, how can we bring that on and ramp up our support from the community at the same time? And really, one of the ways that we came up with was all of these what we call social entrepreneurial activities. So when we look at the Catering for Good program, where people are hosting events and really making their events a life changer is kind of the tagline of that, because all of the proceeds from that activity go right back into the culinary training program. The same is true for all of our wonderful food products now through A Spoonful of Hope. All of that profit goes right back into feeding people. And we don't have to go out and kind of beat people over the heads in the community for additional funds for that wonderful program, because we're actually kind of earning it. They can get these great products and get something back at the same time.
Now, a thought just occurred to me. We were talking about people who are in need. Disasters. We just had one, a hurricane up in the Panhandle area. How does Second Harvest Food Bank address that?
Yeah, so, you know, on a daily basis, we're dealing with a disaster called hunger. I mean, that's something that people face every day. But when we have a big storm come through, like last year with Hurricane Irma and Maria, or what we've just gone through with Michael in the Panhandle, we are part of a coordinated disaster relief program where we are taking that extra food and diverting it to the areas that need it the most. We work with the Feeding Florida organization and also with Feeding America to kind of marshal those big quantity food resources that are headed toward the disaster area. You know, in a disaster time, things need to arrive in the right order and when they're needed and so forth in order to kind of avoid another disaster on top of the one that we've just had. And so we're a really important part in that sort of staging of product that's heading toward the Panhandle. We've put, you know, many truckloads already on the road of food and water since the storm, and we're helping the food banks in that area kind of get back on track with equipment and even additional staff.
Yeah, this is the time of year where we start thinking about food. You know, it starts with Halloween with all the candy, and then you think of Thanksgiving, and then there's Christmas. And I know a lot of people think about, well, you know, I've got so much. What can I do to help? And then it's overwhelming to think about it. But I notice when you go on the Second Harvest website, it's so well organized that if you just have an idea in your head you want to help, you can just go on there, scroll around, and by the time you're done, in about 5 minutes, you can figure out what you can do.
Well, you know, it should feel easy and it should feel fun. That's what helping is all about. And so when somebody comes to feedhopenow.org, they can choose to volunteer. There's an easy way to leave a financial gift behind. We always need that. And there's information about how they can donate food as well, whether it's non-perishable food or start a virtual food drive online. That's an important thing, too. There's a lot of different ways for people to get involved. And now we actually have a spoonful of hope. So they can make a contribution and get some soup or honey or cookies in return.
Well, I was bringing that up because, you know, it's with the situation in the Panhandle in Pensacola, yeah. People think, I want to help them, but I also want to help the people who need the food here locally. But if you just go to Second Harvest Food Bank and throw all your resources there, that's what you guys do. You
I like the sound of that, Michael.
You distribute it. I mean, you don't have to worry about, how am I going to get it there? How am I going to get this? Just bring it all to you.
That works.
And if you want to volunteer, it's even better. Or if you want to get help or learn how to be a chef, you can do that.
That's
too,
true. Right? We're sort of feeding the line and shortening the line of people who need
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this month, our Spoonful of Hope product will be at all Four Rivers restaurants, including the Coop. So you can stop by any of those locations during November and pick up our product at Four Rivers, or you can go to a spoonfulofhope.org, and it's two words, spoonful, F-U-L-L, a spoonfulofhope.org.
And also, you know, this time of year, things like that make good gifts. Because it's a gift you give that's good, but it makes you think, you know.
And we thought of gifting it for the holidays or perhaps for the host of your Thanksgiving gathering. So we do have gift baskets also available and in many different packaging and a variety of prices. So please go to aspoonfulofhope.org and check out our gift baskets.
And if you
as
like
well.
Tomato basil soup, and I do, I'm a connoisseur of tomato basil soup. Then like tomato basil soup, maybe a tuna fish sandwich or a BLT in tomato. I'm holding it right here in my hand, a jar of it. I'm all ready to go with this. I think this might be dinner tonight right here. It looks so good. And to know that it was made right here with all this good stuff that's listed right here on the bottle, stuff I didn't know was in. And now this is probably going to taste really good. I'm just looking at all the
really
ingredients.
Great soup.
It does.
I mean, it's got stuff I wouldn't have put in here. So.
Great.
Not because I wouldn't like it, but I'm like, I wouldn't know if that sounds
You know, it
good.
Was extensively taste tested.
Oh, did you do that?
Well, not personally, but I had some for sure. But the testing was done against other like store brands in the organic category. And we consistently came out on top. We made some tweaks along the way, but in the final product, we were beating the ones that are on the store shelves at the same price point.
So. And we're priced very competitively. So we're priced the same price point as our competitors. But when you buy our soup, you transform lives in the community.
That is true. And then lunch, $8, you get a sandwich, chips, and
than a cookie.
And a cookie.
Or you can have an apple if you're looking for a healthier option. And all the proceeds go to our culinary training program. Give us a call.
You're going to get lunch anyway. You might as well do it and have a good feeling on the other side. All right, so go to feedhopenow.org. That's feedhopenow.org. And I don't have to give you any instructions. You just go there and you just go, wow, I thought y'all just handed out food. No, no. It's so much more. With the holidays coming up, you need ideas for gifts. You need ideas. Maybe you just want to give a gift in the name of somebody. As a donation, that's a good idea, too. So check it out, feedhopenow.org, for the Second Harvest Food Bank of Central Florida, and look up their A Spoonful of Hope program. And then once you find that and you go and see what it's all about, you'll be knocking on the door for a jar of this tomato basil soup. I know I'll be back because it looks so good. All right, so check it out, feedhopenow.org, for Second Harvest Food Bank of Central Florida. Well, Nancy Brumbaugh and Greg Hickerson, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.